boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know how some people will change their, I don't even know what you want to call it. Is it notifications on your phone? But you can change it to personal, to work, to sleep. And then it will say, like, if you're trying to text Taylor, it will be like, she's in sleep mode.
Yeah, or delivered quietly.
Uh-huh. I don't do that, but there are a couple people here at work that do it. I know even producer Ben, I'll get that when it's the morning show time, he's got it in work mode.
Mm.
I'm like, mad respect, bro. You're trying to focus on a show. I know Jaden does it even at night when she's sleeping. I'm like, oh, Jaden's sleepy.
I know my boyfriend Curly, sometimes I'll get the delivered quietly thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what? Do you have it on do not disturb? I don't use any of those modes either.
I think I need to start using it or figuring out how to, because I have noticed that certain notifications in the morning really affect my mood.
Mm.
Depending on if somebody texts me, if I get an email in the morning, it can literally just honestly make me so mad in the morning. And I want to have a peaceful morning, enjoy my coffee, enjoy a nice workout, go for a nice walk. And I don't want the notifications to really just ruin my day.
So what are we thinking? We're going to silence all notifications?
Yes.
Really?
I thought, honestly, like, I was so annoyed today, I thought about putting in airplane mode. But I'm like, well, what if someone really has to get a hold of me?
That's what I'm worried about.
Like, I want to be able to put that Taylor can get a hold of me. My boyfriend can get a hold of me.
I think
my
you
parents
can do that.
Okay, good.
I think you can set certain people up.
The people I like can get a hold of me after that.
Well, I'm like, I just can picture already if I'm like, hey, I'm getting coffee and you miss that, you are going to be ticked and it's not my fault. Just on the record, you cannot be mad at me.
And then that would affect my mood.
No, I don't want any part of this.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I know you're really into your Aura ring and all
of
your stats recently. You and a lot of other people are into those, like from Apple Watches to different like Garmin and Aura rings. And I feel like most people have some sort of wellness monitor on them. So I'm wondering what you're going to think of this new one and if it will be added to your cart. The brand called Kohler debuted a toilet camera.
I'm already in. Go on.
Watches you go.
Yeah.
And then uses an algorithm to analyze the results.
Yep.
And track your health.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit more about it.
I didn't need you to, but I'm already in.
Well, most normal people would be like, please tell me more because I don't understand. It's called the Dakota, which is like a wordplay on decode. It is $600.
That is a little pricey.
It's pricey. It fits on the side of like the toilet bowl and it has sensors.
Can it tell the difference between my business and my partner's business?
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay, thank you.
It uses sensors to scan your waist and then it puts out the stats on your phone. You sign in on a fingerprint scanner so that it knows whose business we're looking at. And then from there, your stats can be anything from whether you're dehydrated, how regular your body is that week. And they did clarify that it points into the toilet, so there's no like exposing yourself accidentally to others. But yeah, on top of that $600, by the way, there's a subscription fee, which I think is the same with Aura Ring, that you have to do like a monthly.
How much was the subscription fee?
The annual subscription fee is $70 a year.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Just see, you or $130 for a family plan.
Well, so I pay $5.99 for the Aura Ring, but then to do natural cycles as well, it was like $179 for the full year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of money that you have to do. Now, okay, I would like to know, can it detect if you happen to have colon cancer?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Because I did have a grandma who died of colon cancer, so that's a serious thing that I am worried about.
Catch it early. I don't know. I'm assuming that it's definitely going to tell you if something is off.
I'm actually really interested. I know there's somebody out there who's like, you're so stupid. I'm so into this.
So
I might be putting it on my Christmas.
I was just going to say, you better let neighbor man know. How romantic for Christmas.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
This honestly like never happens, but for the first time, either in my entire life or a really long time, I've got my life together.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving. Like the entire day, start to finish. I know what I'm doing Thanksgiving Day and the day after.
You're better than me because I don't even know what day Thanksgiving is. Are we a month out?
Okay, that part I don't know. I do just, like, don't ask me, is it the 25th? Or is that Christmas? That's Christmas. I just know whenever whenever they tell me not to show up to work because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, then I don't.
Back.
But you're like a month out and you already have your plans. That's big.
Yeah. Well, my aunt, now that they used to live in Hungary, now they are stationed in Nebraska. They are like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Mm. We're going to come over to Cedar Rapids. So what are we doing, guys? So they were asking what our plans were. And I'm like, well, that means I got to figure it out because I also have a boyfriend now. And he's got divorced parents like me. So that means we got to go to dad's. Mm-hmm. We got to go to mom's. We've got to divide the day. So I figured it out with them. And now I've got the whole day planned. We're doing dad first, mom last. And then the next day is going to be my family. And I feel honestly kind of like an adult. But I have it all figured out.
Okay, now my follow-up question is, are you bringing something to all of those Thanksgivings?
Okay, no to dad's, no to mom's. However, for my family, I did see, I skimmed the group chat, so.
Okay, so did we really get our life figured out?
Well, no, but I did see there's something about, there might be a sign-up, and I said, ha, I'm not bringing nothing. Napkins, if I have to.
Oh.
I'm not bringing them.
Yep, yeah, you brought it back down to Destiny. I won the Wicked War.
I hate you.
You know, since last week, I have been wanting to watch Wicked because Dancing with the Stars tonight is Wicked Night. And I wanted to watch it with my boyfriend, Curly. Not that he cares about Dancing with the Stars. The only person he pays attention to is Robert Irwin. But I wanted him to watch because I, in my mind, I'm like, he'll understand more. We were supposed to watch it Friday. He kind of like bait and switched me and said that, oh, there's a new true crime documentary out about a serial killer. We should watch that. Of course, I fell for it because I'm weak and stupid. And then all weekend, it was all about football. So we didn't have time to watch Wicked until last night. I guilted him. I was like, oh, can we watch Wicked? You're not really even paying attention to the football game that's on. And he's like, oh, but like, it's already so late. Mm. Can't we watch it this weekend? And I was like, but Wicked Night on Dancing with the Stars. I wanted to prepare for this moment. So he fell for it. And you know what? He low-key was into it.
Really?
He was.
I was hoping so.
He was, because we were going to color together. And as we were picking out the coloring pages, I'm like, oh, do you want me to start the movie? And he's like, no, I'm not ready yet. I'm like, whoa, okay, he's actually going to pay attention a bit. My expectations are high. And then I would look over as I'm coloring and watching the movie, and I'd look, and he'd be looking up at the TV. What's going on? So after we got through it, I was like, okay, what'd you think? Like, what'd you think of the movie? And he's like, I really enjoyed the backstory. I don't know. I kept trying to talk him into liking it because he loves The Greatest Showman. Love that movie. And I'm like, oh, the core, like, I feel like it's the same production value. There's a lot of choreography, and the songs are fun. And he was like, I like the backstory better of Wicked than I do The Greatest Showman. But the songs, he said they were better in Greatest Showman.
Okay.
But also, we didn't get to Defying Gravity. So I'm like,
just wait,
did
buddy.
You really, mm-hmm. I don't know if you got the real.
Is that the one that goes, ah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, I didn't do it.
Makes
right.
you don't. Feel things.
Okay, great. Okay. Can you give him, first of all, let me give you Neighbor Man's number. And then can you give it to Curly? And then can Curly give Neighbor Man a nice little review so that Neighbor Man will finally sit his little booty down and watch it with me?
I don't know if he'll actually admit it to any other person, but I'll try. That
well,
you
just bro
it.
To bro, I feel like maybe they would. Isn't that what bros do?
I never intercept the bromance, so I don't know.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It is so fall out there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yesterday somebody was here mowing our lawn, and now, just a day later, there's leaves all over this thing.
What are we doing in here?
Where the heck do we have a yellow tree? It's a bunch of yellow leaves. How can you not see it?
God, when was the last time you put them all together and just played it?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get leaves like that in my yard because I only have baby trees.
I have none.
So
well, I guess never mind. I have one.
Do we have a rake here?
Good. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to. But when was the last time you would just like fall back into leaves? Growing up, I had a swing on our tree. And I would just swing and then fall right into the leaves. Oh, it hurt your butt, but God, it was fun.
There's no padding to those leaves.
And also, RIP to that tree. There was a derecho years before the derecho here that took out the derecho in Vinton that took out that tree.
Okay, well, that's really uplifting.
That's your sad, depressing story of the day.
Positive. I was just talking about the nice leaves out on the front lawn, and here we are. Okay, back to whatever this is.
Sorry to make it sad.
Yeah.
I thought this was therapy. I think it was about like 2 weeks ago. I almost said shoplifting. I did not. I meant to say thrifting. I don't know why shoplifting came out of my mouth. I did not do that.
Sounds like a guilty conscience to me. A little Freudian slip.
No. I went thrifting and I discovered something. That is that apparently there's like, I don't know if it's a trend or maybe it used to be back in the day, but teddy bears that are themed for the holidays and they're cute little like trinkets. Okay. And now I'm obsessed. So I bought a couple.
Do you have a picture?
Yes, I do. Okay. So I bought this one and it's a little teddy bear and it's themed for Halloween. He's holding a witch's like broom. He's got a witch's hat on and like a witch's like cape. He looks very cute. Then I found another one and it's also themed Halloween and it's more teddy bears and they're all on like logs of wood and there's a teddy bear inside the wood. There's some on top and they're just so cute. Mm-hmm. There was more. There were some that were themed for Thanksgiving and then there were some that were themed for Easter. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm obsessed with bears, teddy bears in specific, or more to be specific, that are themed for the holidays. Mm-hmm. I am so obsessed. Then I found teddy bear towels that are themed for just fall in general. It is my new obsession. I think I like teddy bears that are just, well, decorated for any season it is or holiday. And now I can't stop buying it. And my boyfriend neighbor man is like, what is this? Where did this obsession come from? And I'm like, to be quite honest with you, I don't know. It just was one day of thrifting. I discovered these teddy bears.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm obsessed.
Uh-huh.
What?
Welcome to your like actual grandma era.
I know.
I'm fairly certain that my grandma, if she didn't have those exact, because those kind of look like figurines. They're not like stuffy, right? I think she had something very similar to that where there was Halloween ones and Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and all of the holidays. And they were in a box and me and my brother would play with them growing up. So
why would you play with these? Because
that's what you do at grandma's house. I don't know, is play with her weird figurines.
Oh my God. You know why I've really hit grandma status when I get what my grandma always had. She had like glass. There'd be like it closed in like bookshelves, but she always had, music boxes and they were decorated differently. I'm going to get that, but it's going to be full of teddy bears that are themed for different seasons and holidays. I can't freaking wait. Anyway, so if you see one, let me know because I'm going to buy it. Why?
Okay, grandma. Normally I would say there's no reason you should be going through your partner's phone. You want to trust them, but I'm going to encourage you to go through your man's phone. Because I saw this TikTok last night about this girl who found a note in her boyfriend's notes app about her. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I wonder if my boyfriend Curly has a notes app about me. So, this TikTok that I saw, she's scrolling through and he's explaining to her that he has a note called Mrs. Kittle, which would be her last name if and when they got married. And there he has saved like different little bullet points of her preferred orders from places. Mm. So we're talking coffee shops. There's a sandwich shop. There's other drive-thrus where if you click on it, it goes down and is like, oh, she likes a single burger with a side of fries and a medium Coke. And then at the top, it also has engagement ring. So everything that she's told him about her size, color, what type of diamond setting. So then I turn to my boyfriend Curly and I'm like, you got a notes app for me? He's like, oh, I don't need that. I know your orders for places. So then I started quizzing him. And then we quickly realized he doesn't got it like that.
Yeah, he needs to be taking notes.
He needs to be taking notes because I am the problem. Hi, it's me. I have multiple orders for most places. It depends on every time I would ask him, okay, what do I get from this place? He'd go, well, it depends. What kind of mood are you in? I'm like, no. What are you going to do one day when I say, hey, pick me up something on your way home and you don't get my order? I need you to have my options down.
Yeah.
But he said he didn't need it.
But then he failed.
But then he failed all the quizzes. You know
what? I don't have the note app, but I do have a lot of like fast food joints or whatever, like their apps. And then it has like the saved history.
Oh, so you're cheating for neighbor man.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just like, do you want your iced normal or your hot normal?
And is he impressed? I would actually, if somebody did that and I didn't realize they had the order saved.
Little
like,
does he know.
He doesn't know?
He don't know. That is just saved under the favorites.
Oh, and he'll never know.
I convinced my boyfriend, neighbor man, to do a bracket with me. And it's not the kind of bracket you'd think he'd be up for. It's not a sports one. And it's not even like Dancing with the Stars that we're doing here at work. No.
What is it?
Finding Mr. Christmas. You know, the show that we watched on Hallmark last year.
Well, don't lump me into this. I didn't ever actually watch it.
No, not you. It was me and my boyfriend, everyone. He watched it.
Uh-huh.
It was, okay, he, as a Christmas gift, one of them, he paid for my subscription for the Hallmark channel. It started in, like, November. Mm-hmm. I got it December, and then I think we canceled early January.
Of course.
And I had said, oh, hey, there's this new, like, show called Finding Mr. Christmas. It's men who are auditioning to be the new
star of a Hallmark show or movie
or whatever. And I said, you want to watch one episode with me? Next thing I know, the man's hooked. Okay.
It always goes like that.
It always does. And it's a stupid show. I'll admit it's totally stupid, but it's addicting. Okay. Mm-hmm. You and I got an alert yesterday on the same app that we do our Dancing with the Stars bracket, mm-hmm, that they are doing a Finding Mr. Christmas one.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my boyfriend last night if he'd be down to do it. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm down.
Wow.
And he goes, actually, if you're willing to find other people to join, let's make this big.
Oh.
So that's why I texted our group chat last night between me, you, and Spencer from 1600 ESPN. I said, if you guys are down, he wants to make this big. But I don't think that you guys are willing.
Well, okay, so no, because here's my one qualm with this. Do I have to pay for the Hallmark channel?
No, I'll just tell you if they win or not.
Well, that's stupid. I'm like blindly picking who I think's going to make it.
Well, yeah, you kind of have
to. Can Neighborman buy it for me for Christmas? That's the only way.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you're down to mess with your man, keep listening.
I thought you were going to say if you're down to clown, which is basically that.
We are down to clown. And the target is the man in your life. I saw a TikTok last night that I has not been able to stop thinking about. I want to do it. I want all my friends to do it. And that is romanticizing my boyfriend's underwear. Okay?
Ew.
No, it's not gross. It is taking the boxer brief, whatever his choice of undies are. And adding a little bit of whimsy, okay? Because, you know, we as women have a luxury of always having that satin bow that's right at the front.
A little bit of lace.
A little lace trim, a little satin rosette. Uh-huh. Does it always fall off in the washer and dryer?
It does.
Absolutely. It's guaranteed to. But it just adds a little whimsy, a little pretty
makes you feel sexy.
It's nice. And some girl on TikTok last night was doing that exact thing to her man's boxers. She got a pack of little...
She put a bow on.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
She's like, why is all the fun for us? I'm going to add a little spice, mm-mm, a little whimsy to my man's boxers to know that he is loved and he is appreciated. Then the people in the comments are like, add a little lace trim. Some girl was like, I embroider hearts and flowers into my man's underwear. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm down for a little fun.
Okay, have the guys commented? Do they
no,
like it?
No, why do you care? It's touching their butts. They don't care.
Okay, you know what's funny that you say this? Because you know what I've always wanted to do for either anniversary, birthday, or Christmas or something. I have always wanted to get him a pair of boxers with my freaking face on it. Mm-hmm. You ever see those girls that get the pair of boxers that's got like a million of their faces all over it? Mm-hmm. I want that. I want it now.
I mean, it's kind of like that.
I want that.
It's
that's
the
what I
selfish
would.
Version of yes. romanticizing your boyfriend's undies.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Do we like random spurts of energy to clean? Or do we absolutely hate it? Because it totally slapped me across the face this weekend. And it honestly kind of depends on my mood on whether or not I hate it or if I love it. Mm-hmm. But I went grocery shopping. I came home, and what kicked me in the face was literally opening my cupboard to put something away. And I go, nope. Mm-hmm. It's cleaning time. Mm-hmm. And then I clean the cupboard. Then I clean the refrigerator. The next thing I know, I'm deep cleaning the whole first layer of the home for 3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. All because of the cupboard.
Was there something specific in there that ticked you off, or it was just the state of the cupboard?
It started with we have several, obviously sections of the cupboard, right? Yeah. And one of them is for like my chips, and some of the chips had gotten out of the bag. And so they're sitting at the cupboard, and I was like, nope, we got to vacuum that out. There's mm-hmm. like crumbs everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of honestly what set me over the edge.
That's the best type of cleaning is when I get mad about something like, mm-hmm. oh my God, there's moldy bread in here and nobody's thought to clean it out. I must clean everything. Or, oh my God, there's 4 crumbs next to the toaster that I haven't used, but somebody in this house has used. And now suddenly I've got to spend my whole day cleaning. Mm-hmm. Angry cleaning spurts are the best for me.
Yes. 100%. And I like them. I do like it when you weren't planning on it and you have the time. Mm. And next thing I know, you've deep cleaned the house. And then you're like, nobody do anything or don't even breathe in this house.
Because I know you would think you'd be like, it would mm-hmm. like release some of the anger.
It doesn't.
I'm somehow more angry.
I am. I'm like, how dare you breathe in this house because your breathing is making it dirtier. Don't put your pants on the floor. Pick them up. Put them away. Don't eat because you're not allowed to eat because that requires a dish.
You know, the more you're
speaking.
No,
I'm angry.
I'm like, how are we in a relationship?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
We talked a lot today during the show about how I found a mouse in the house over the weekend. I'm still traumatized by it. Yes, I'm being a big baby and I don't care.
I wasn't even involved and it's making me like itch. I'm getting the willies.
When I heard it, I never got to see it until it was, you know, rest in peace. But when I heard it, you should have heard my screams. I'm sure the neighbors probably thought something bad was happening. No, it's just me finding a mouse.
I just heard a mouse in my fridge.
So it kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. Mice are able to squeeze through an opening as small as what? What is it?
This is not going to help you sleep at night.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Because I'm going to go home and I'm going to check every inch of the house.
Yeah, what are the smallest crevices? Mm-hmm. Mm. Have fun with that. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Mice are able to squeeze through an opening as small as what? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Yeah, I might not be the smartest person in the room. That's for sure. Because I kind of set myself up for failure with tonight's trivia question. I found a mouse in the house over the weekend, and I thought, let's do a trivia question that has to do with mice. And here's the thing. Listen to the trivia question, because it's making me spiral already.
No, I don't like it. I'm not going to lie. I don't like this.
I don't either.
You picked it.
I just want both of us to not get any sleep mm-hmm. tonight. And so if tomorrow we're not here, it's because we didn't get any sleep.
No, I was up all night caulking all of my... crevices in my house.
I was adding more mouse traps that I don't need to be adding. Mice are able to squeeze through an opening as small as what? What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3810 said a quarter.
I hope that's not true. No.
I mean, okay, so I don't judge. I had mice in my garage last year, okay?
I had one in the house, okay? I think that's worse.
I know. I'm just reiterating, it's a judgment-free zone. It happens to everybody.
Okay, don't judge. We're not gross.
I tried not to look at them because they made...
How big?
They're not very big.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a rat or if it was
no!
a mouse.
No! Oh, my God. I don't have rats. What do you think this is? No!
I just didn't know if you had rats or if you had mice. There's a difference.
I don't think so. It's like
mine
the
was a
streets
mouse.
Of New York in my garage. What in the Remy Ratatouille? No.
I do not have
you
that
know
in
when
garage.
He was making pasta in the kitchen when she wasn't looking?
Nope. He could have stayed if that was the case, but no. It wasn't a rat. It was a mouse.
But they were still
you
gross.
You say he could have stayed if it was making you pasta?
That is my love language.
You know what? Stay, little guy.
Yeah.
I'll take some garlic bread with that.
Please.
Dan said a candy bar.
Yuck. But I guess that's more like a long slit, right? How can they squish
I've
their
never
insides?
Seen them. Ew.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so for example, like a cat. I feel like cats are this way where they look big, but they can sneak uh-huh. themselves under and in the most tiny uh-huh. spots. Are mice like that too?
Don't tell me those things.
I don't know. Well, this is your question. Need I remind you?
I just don't want to see it squish itself to get wow. through something. That gives me the ick just thinking about it.
I don't like it. Well, even better. 4839 said, under the door.
Okay, it's funny they say that because that's one of my sneaky suspicions.
That slid under the door?
Well, sometimes when I take the dogs out, whether it's in the morning or at night, I'll take them through the front door. And I'll leave it open when we come back. Not the front door, but the screen door will still be shut so nobody can get out. There is a crack underneath the screen door. Mm-hmm. Did the mouse get through that? Ugh.
It's very possible.
No, thank you. Mice are able to squeeze through an opening as small as what? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
Can you imagine if you really did let the mouse cook you a pasta dinner and you're like, hey, boyfriend Curly, is brought to you by a rat.
If he didn't have to help, he would be happy about it.
Ew.
He'd be like, I don't care what kind of rodent was behind this.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. Mice are able to squeeze through an opening as small as what? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
a dime.
Disgusting. Is that not the smallest coin?
Yeah, there's no way the nickel's bigger than that. No way. That's... okay, then that goes even to more why I think the mouse came through the front door. Because not only is there a little bit underneath the screen, but right at the corner, I think I'm going to take a freaking dime to it tonight. You bet your butt I will.
To compare it.
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of a corner of the door that has a hole in it. And I noticed that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And if they really can squeeze through a dime, I'm putting a dime in that place.
Was that going to be how you DIY repair it? Just shove a dime in there?
Anything I see, like a hole in the house, I'm like, I'm just going to put a dime in it.
Just fill it with a dime.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.